Hello, how are you? Great. Today we are going to see some lessons which will help us to improve our pronunciation and also to be familiar with some English expressions. First, let's begin with the pronunciation of the French letter I and E versus the English letter I and E. Understanding the pronunciation differences of I and E in English compared to French can improve speaking and listening skills. First, we must know that they are letters, but these letters can be represented phonetically with different sounds. You must know also that the phonetic is the representation of sound by signs. The French E always pronounced as long, clear E sound, like the E sound in the English word see, tree, or meet. In English, I has multiple sounds. It is sometimes represented by the short E sound, like in sit, bridge, fridge, myth, system, incredible, or it is also represented by the long I sound, like in the word bike, time, child, design, final, diverse. Let's read these pairs in which the E sound changes. Sit, sit. Sight, sight. Feel, feel. File, file. The English E is a chameleon. Its sound depends on its job in the world. The silent E at the end of a word makes the previous vowel a long sound and is itself silent. For example, you say cup, cup, cup. But when we add E to this word, it is pronounced cape, cape, cape. Hop, hop. But when we add E to this word, it is pronounced hop, hop. The schwa, which is pronounced is an unstressed syllable, like in the word problem, problem, system, system. The short E, which is pronounced or represented by the E sound, like in the word bet, let, get. Let's pronounce or let's practice this sentence in which there are these different variations of the sound I and E. The development of resilient shelters is an essential part of our expertise. The development of resilient shelters is an essential part of our expertise. Let's move to another lesson. Would plus verb. Would plus verb isn't just for polite requests. It is crucial for describing imagined features, intended outcomes, and hypothetical scenarios, especially in project planning and reporting. The shelter project in Chad is not just for today. It is designed for the future. We use would to talk about these future possibilities, the intended result, what could happen next. For example, we say, materials used during the emergency phase can be reused. We can use would to imagine this. This means the materials would be repurposed for permanent homes later. The text says also that the project ensures a smooth transition. We can use would to explain what that looks like. A smooth transition would mean that families don't have to start from scratch when the emergency is over. We can add other examples in which we can find would plus verb. For instance, we can say, households would rebuild if funds were available, or if the project is successful, it will become a model for other countries. Great. Let's see the passive form of the verb provide and give. The passive voice construction of verbs provide and give is used when we want to focus on the person or thing receiving something rather than one who gave it. In humanitarian context, we often focus on the people receiving help. The passive voice is perfect for this because it puts the displaced populations at the center of the sentence. Be provided with emphasizes the action of supplying or making something available to someone. Be given emphasizes the action of giving or handing over something to someone. The passive voice is always formed with the subject plus be plus past participle plus by. When forming the passive, well, passing from passive active voice to passive voice, we must know that the object of an active sentence becomes the subject of the passive sentence. For example, when in active voice we say, they provide shelters. They provide shelter. This is an active voice. So in this sentence, we can identify the different part. They is a subject, provide is a verb, and shelter is an object. But when we pass to passive voice, the object of the active sentence becomes the subject of the passive sentence. So the sentence becomes, shelters are provided. Shelters are provided. Let me pronounce it clearly. Say, in active voice, I say, they provide shelters. In passive, I say, shelters are provided. Or, when you say, the Red Cross provides families with kids. This is an active sentence. The Red Cross provides families with kids. And in passive voice, we say, families are provided with kids. We can add by the Red Cross. And sometimes we can omit it, the part with by or the phrase with by, because when we see that this is not important, or we are giving the information, or we are placing the displaced or the refugees in the center of our sentences. So by is not necessary. And to remain neutral and diplomatic, sometimes we did not use the part with by. Another sentence is, they provide displaced people with dignified shelters. They provide displaced people with dignified shelters. In passive, we say, displaced people are provided with dignified shelters. Displaced people are provided with dignified shelters. They gave refugees food. This is an active sentence. They gave refugees food. When we move to the passive voice, we say, refugees were given food. Refugees were given food. Or in the future sentence like this one, we will distribute it tomorrow. We will distribute it tomorrow. It will be distributed tomorrow. This is the passive one. It will be distributed tomorrow. Great. Let's move to another lesson. It is about capitalizing name or not. Generally, proper nouns and the first words in a sentence are capitalized. Your name and my name are proper nouns, so they must be capitalized. The names of countries and cities are always capitalized because they are proper nouns. Let me say France, Chad, Japan, South Africa, the United States, all these names of countries must be capitalized because they are proper nouns. We must also capitalize nationalities and say Chadian, French, Japanese, or Brazilians. These nationalities must be capitalized, as well as the languages too. And say English is the most spoken language in the world, for example. So the name of the language English must be capitalized. The adjective derived from countries must always be capitalized too. When we say, this is the Chadian culture, the Chadian food, the Canadian weaver. So in this adjective deriving from these countries must be capitalized. For cardinal points, north, south, east, west, and intermediate like southeast, northeast. They are not capitalized when referring to compass direction or general location. I say, we drove north for 3 hours. The wind is coming from the southwest. In these sentences, the cardinal points are not capitalized because they refer to the general location. But when they are part of a proper noun or referring to a recognized region, they must be capitalized. For example, when we say she lives in the south of France, she lives in the south of France, the word south must start with a capital letter because it is used as part of the name France. Or the North Pole. The North Pole. So the North starts with a capital N because it refers to a recognized region. Western Africa or Eastern Chad. The W in Western or the E in Eastern must be written in capital letter because they refer to a recognized region. Titles. Titles, when used as part of names, are capitalized. When you say Dr. Mason, Professor Franklin, the title doctor or professor are used as the part of the name Mason or Franklin. But when titles are not used with the proper names, they are not capitalized. And say, I want to see the doctor. I want to see the doctor. In this word, in this sentence, the word doctor is not used as a part of a name, so it is not capitalized. We must know also that the name of organizations, UN agencies, companies are also capitalized. See, Red Cross of Chad, World Food Program, Microsoft. All these words or all these names are also capitalized. Let's see time-related expressions. Overtime, immediate, temporary, and long-term. Overtime indicates a duration during which changes or developments occur gradually. It suggests that something will not happen instantaneously, but will evolve or accumulate over a period. It means gradually and is often used with present perfect, past simple, or future. Example. Over time, her skills as a musician improved significantly. Over time, her skills as a musician improved significantly. We can say also, gradually, her skills as a musician improved significantly. Or, over time, the community rebuilt its homes. Over time, the community rebuilt its homes. Shelters can be upgraded over time. Shelters can be upgraded over time. Immediate. This term refers to something that happened right away or without delay. It emphasizes urgency or quick response. Example. We need an immediate solution to the problem before it escalates. We need an immediate solution to the problem before it escalates. That means we need a quick response to the problem before it escalates. We need a quick response to the problem before it escalates. Immediate shelter is essential for dignity. Immediate shelters is essential for dignity. Temporary. These words describe something that is not permanent and will only last for a limited period. It signals that the condition or situation is expected to change. Example: the organization has set up temporary housing for the victims of the disaster. The organization has set up temporary housing for the victim of disaster. Plastic sheeting is only a temporary solution. Plastic sheeting is only a temporary solution. The antonym of temporary is permanent. Something which is temporary will last for a limited period. So its antonym is permanent. Long term. This expression pertains to a duration that is extended, often involving prolonged plans, effects, or investments. It implies a focus on the future and sustainable outcomes. Example: investing in education is a long-term strategy for improving economic growth. Investing in education is a long-term strategy for improving economic growth. Earth structure supports long-term resilience. Earth structures support long-term resilience. Let's move to another words, which are rise, written R-I-S-E. Raise, which is written R-A-I-S-E. And increase, which is written I-N-C-R-E-A-S-E. The words rise, increase, and raise are often confused because they all relate to going up, but they are used very differently in grammar and meaning. Rise means to move up to a higher position or to go up. It is an intransitive verb. That means it does not take a direct object. For example, say, the sun rises in the east. The sun rises in the east. The sun goes up. The sun goes up in the east. Oh. Prices are expected to rise this year. Prices are expected to rise this year. It means prices are expected to go up. The number of displaced people continues to rise. The number of displaced people continues to rise. Raise. Raise means to lift something to a higher position, to elevate, or to cause to grow or increase. It is a transitive verb, which means it requires a direct object. Example, she will raise the flag, means she will take up the flag. She will raise the flag. Or we can say, raise your hand before speaking. Raise your hand before speaking. Furthermore, we can say, add workers. Raise awareness about shelter needs. Aid workers, raise awareness about shelter needs. Or humanitarian actors aim to raise living standards through innovation. Humanitarian actors aim to raise living standards through innovation. Increase. To increase means to become greater in size, amount, number, or degree. To make something larger or greater. It can be both transitive and intransitive verb, meaning it can take a direct object or stand alone. Example, the company plans to increase production. The company plans to increase production. Sales have increased significantly this quarter. Sales have increased significantly this quarter. Sales have increased significantly this quarter. Insulation, which is written INSULATION. Isolation, isolation, which is written ISOLATION, and insulation, which is written INSOLATION. These three words sound similar but have very different meanings. Insulation, the first one, INSULATION, refers to materials and techniques used to reduce the transfer of heat, sound, or electricity. In building, insulation is typically used to keep buildings warm in winter and cold in the summer. Thermal insulation, keeping building warm and cold, that's what I say. Sound insulation, to reduce the sounds. And electrical insulation, to protect from the electric shock. Isolation. This term often refers to the state of being separated from others. In various contexts, it can relate the social isolation, which means lack of contact with others, physical isolation, which means separation from others, often for safety or health reasons, isolation in scientific experiments, which to prevent contamination, or emotional isolation, which means feeling disconnected. Example, you can say, because of flood, the region is isolated from others. We see that in the context of Ebola, for example, people who are contaminated by Ebola are isolated from others. And then sometimes for Corona, there are people who are contaminated are isolated also from others. So that's why this is the physical isolation, and to means the separation from others for safety diseases. So in this case, people are isolated. The verb is isolated. Or when is there is a flood, the region sometimes is cut from others. You can say this region is isolated from others. Or look at the island. The island are surrounded by water, so they are isolated from the dry land also. Essential or insulation, okay, excuse me, insulation. This is a scientific term that refers to the amount of solar radiation energy received on a given surface area during a given time. So the insulation means the solar exposure. For example, we can say the solar panel output depends on the isolation. It means it depends on the exposure to the sunlight. Essential and dignified. Essential means absolutely necessary or extremely important. It's the basic, fundamental or core to something's existence or function. See, water is essential for life. It means that if there is no water, no life. Good communication is essential in a team. Good communication is essential in a team. So in order to have an efficient team, good communication is required to have an efficient team. Dignified. Dignified means having or showing a composed, serious and respectable manner, worthy of honor or respect, graceful under pressure. She remained, example say, she remained dignified even during the unfair criticism. She remained dignified even during the unfair criticism. He accepted defeat in a dignified manner. He accepted defeat in the dignified manner. Dignified often describes behavior, appearance or atmosphere that convey quite strength and self-respect. Dignify is also used to describe how someone handles difficulties with calm, grace, and self-respect. Example, even in poverty, he lived a dignified life. Even in poverty, he lived a dignified life. Shelters offer dignified living conditions to displaced populations. Shelters offer dignified living conditions to displaced populations. Lay the foundation and bridge a gap. These are two powerful idiomatic expressions often used in academic, professional, and social contexts. Lay the foundation means to create the basic structure or starting point for something that will be developed or built upon later. That is to say, starting or enabling future growth. For example, we say, the research laid the foundation for modern genetics. The research laid the foundations for modern genetics. Led is the preterite of the verb to lay, because lay is an irregular verb, so the preterite, the simple past form, is led. That's why I say the search led the foundations for modern genetics. Or we can also say, her early training led the foundation for her successful career. Her early training led the foundation for her successful career. This agreement lays the foundation for future cooperation. This agreement lays the foundation for future cooperation. The shelter project lays the foundation for long-term resilience. The shelter project lays the foundation for long-term resilience. Bridge a gap. Bridge a gap means to reduce or overcome a difference, divide, or distance between two things or groups. Bridge a gap means connecting, healing, or reducing differences. Example: the new program aims to bridge the gap between rich and poor students. The new program aims to bridge the gap between rich and poor students. It bridges the gap between immediate relief and sustainable recovery. It bridges the gap between immediate relief and sustainable recovery. Get acquainted with. To get acquainted with. To get acquainted with is a common, polite, and slightly formal expression used when you begin to know or become familiar with something or someone. And this one is usually through experience, introduction, or study. Get acquainted with implies a gradual process of learning or getting to know. For example, we say, team members got acquainted with local construction techniques. Team members got acquainted with local construction techniques. New staff must get acquainted with safeguarding procedure. New staff must get acquainted with safeguarding procedure. Exemplify, prove, and illustrate. Exemplify means to be a typical example of something. To illustrate or represent a quality, an idea, or category. Example: her dedication exemplifies the spirit of the team. Her dedication exemplifies the spirit of the team. Her work exemplifies professionalism. Her work exemplifies professionalism. Exemplify is usually followed by a noun or noun phrase. We say, the project exemplifies how design can support resilience. The project exemplifies how design can support resilience. To prove means to demonstrate the truth or existence of something by evidence or argument. To prove means to demonstrate the truth or existence of something by evidence or argument. Example: she proved her theory with solid data. She proved her theory with solid data.
She proved her theory with solid data. The method proved to be effective. The method proved to be effective. To illustrate means to explain or make something clear by using examples, diagrams, images, or stories. It is about making ideas visible, understandable, whether with words, visuals, or real-life cases. Examples. The data illustrates a clear link between sanitation and child health. The data illustrates a clear link between sanitation and child health. His mistake illustrates why supervision is essential. His mistake illustrates how supervision is essential. In humanitarian development or academic writing, illustrate is often used to link theory to real-world evidence. This case illustrates the importance of planning. Okay? This case illustrates the importance of planning. Leverage. Leverage means to use something to maximum advantage. Leverage means to use something to maximum advantage. Often a resource, a skill, relationship, or opportunity. It means to use wisely to get result. Example, she leveraged her internship existence or experience to land a full-time job. She leveraged her internship experience to land a full-time job. Leverage must have an object. The project leverages expertise from local and international partners. The project leverages expertise from local and international partners. Refuge and refugee. Refuge is a safe place where someone can go for protection or shelter from danger, trouble, or bad weather. It is a place to run to when you are in danger. Example, the forest provided refuge from the scorching sun. The forest provides refuge from the scorching sun. Displaced populations seek refuge in safe shelters. Displaced populations seek refuge in safe shelters. A refugee is a person who has been forced to leave his country in order to escape war, persecution, or natural disaster. It is a person who runs away from danger and seeks refuge elsewhere. Example, the camp provides food and shelters for refugees from Sudan. The camp provides food and shelters for refugees from Sudan. She became a refugee when her village was destroyed. She became a refugee when her village was destroyed. Many refugees hope to rebuild their lives in a new country. Many refugees hope to rebuild their lives in a new country. Words beginning with out. Words beginning with out often relate to movement, emergence, results, or external expression. Outset. Outset means the beginning of something, especially an event, process, or period. It means from the very start. Example: from the outset, it was clear this project would be challenging. From the outset, it was clear this project would be challenging. So here, from the outset means from the beginning. The plan failed from the outset due to poor communication. The plan failed from the outset due to poor communication. Out of it. Out of it can be a noun and a verb. As noun, it means a set of clothes worn together. Example: she wore a stylish outfit to the party. She wore a stylish outfit to the party. As verbs, it means to provide with equipment or clothes. Example: the team was outfitted with new uniform and gear. Outline. Outline means a general description or plan showing main features. It means also to summarize or sketch the main points. Example: please send me an outline of your presentation. Please send me an outline of your presentation. A summary, it means a summary of your presentation. Output. Output is the amount produced by a person, machine, factory, or system. Often used in economics, technology, or energy. Example: the factory's monthly output increased by 20%. The factory's monthly output increased by 20%. Solar panel output depends on sunlight exposure. Solar panel output depends on sunlight exposure. Outcome. Outcome means the result or consequence of an action, situation, or process. Example: the outcome of the election surprised everyone. We can't predict the outcome of this experiment yet. We can't predict the outcome of this experiment yet. Outlet. Outlet means a point where something is released. It's about electricity, emotion, or product. Example: a store that sells goods. Example: plug the lamp into the wall outlet. Plug the lamp into the wall outlet. Shopping is her emotional outlet. Shopping is her emotional outlet. Outbreak. Outbreak means a sudden occurrence in or increase. Often of something negative like disease, violence, or war. Example: there was an outbreak of measles in the region. There was an outbreak of missing in the region. The outbreak of war forced families to flee. The outbreak of war forced families to flee. Words ending with set. Words ending in set are often compound nouns or technical terms, and they are super useful in everyday technology and academic English. Sunset. Sunset means the daily disappearance of the sun below the horizon in the evening. It is also used metaphorically. The sunset of one's life means the end of life or career. Example: we watched the sunset over the ocean. We watched the sunset over the ocean. He retired at the sunset of his career. He retired at the sunset of his career. Caset. Caset means a set of collections or digital, most common in technology, computing or gaming. Example: change your keyboard caset to AZERTY if you are in France. Change your keyboard caset to AZERTY if you are in France. The game allows you to customize your caset for movement and actions. The game allows you to customize your caset for movement and actions. Offset. Offset means to counterbalance, compensate, or neutralize something. It also means the amount of or distance by which something is out of line. Example: we offset our carbon emission by planting trees. We offset our carbon emission by planting trees. I repeat, offset means to counterbalance, compensate, or neutralize something. It also means the amount of or distance by which something is out of line. Reset. To reset means to set again or back to the original or default state. Example: please reset your password. Please reset your password. He reset the router and the internet came back. He reset the router and the internet came back. After the update, a factory reset is required. After the update, a factory reset is required. Verbs beginning with over. Verbs beginning with over often carry the idea of too much, above, across, or beyond, and many are commonly confused or misused. Let's explore them. The prefix over. In verb, over often implies excess, control from above, or covering something completely. Oversee versus overlook. They sound similar but mean opposites in many contexts. Oversee or to oversee means to supervise or manage, to watch over and direct the work or activity of someone. Example: the project manager oversaw the construction from start to finish. So here is the preterite of see, So the project manager oversaw the construction from start to finish. Overlook. Overlook means, first, to fail to notice or ignore, often accidentally. For example, I say, I overlooked a small error in the report. I overlooked a small error in the report. Don't overlook the fine print in the contract. Don't overlook the fine print in the contract. Overlook means also to have a view from above. We say, our hotel room overlooks the ocean. Our hotel room overlooks the ocean. Overload. Overload means to give too much of something to someone or something, causing stress or failure. Example, a student feel overloaded with assignment near finals. Or the server crashed due to an overload of requests. The server crashed due to an overload of requests. Overwhelm. Overwhelm means to affect someone or something strongly, emotionally, mentally or physically. Example, I was overwhelmed with joy when I saw my baby for the first time. I was overwhelmed with joy when I saw my baby for the first time. The hospital was overwhelmed by patients during the pandemic. Bring together, incorporate, holistic and collaborative. Bring together means to gather people, ideas or things into one place or group, often to encourage cooperation, unity or shared understanding. Example, the conference brought together experts from 20 countries. Brought is the preterite of to bring. I repeat, the conference brought together experts from 20 countries. This project bring together art and technology. Let's bring together our ideas and create something new. In community, academic or organizational context, to show integration or cooperation, we need to bring together all stakeholders to solve this problem. Incorporate. Incorporate means to include or integrate something as part of whole, often formally and structurally. The new policy incorporates feedback from employees. Holistic. Holistic means considering the whole system or person and not just individual parts, especially in health, education or problem solving. Example, a holistic approach to health includes diet, exercise and mental well-being. Doctors now favor a more holistic model of patient care. A holistic education develops mind, body, and character. Collaborative. Collaborative means jointly with others, involving cooperation, teamwork, and shared responsibility. We use a collaborative process to design our products. The project was a collaborative effort between three universities. She has a collaborative leadership style. A collaborative mindset leads to better innovation. This program, a sentence to combine all these one. I say, this program brings together community leaders and scientists to incorporate local knowledge into a holistic collaborative plan for soil resilience. This sentence resume all these words that I explained above. I repeat, the program brings together community leaders and scientists to incorporate local knowledge into a holistic collaborative plan for soil resilience. Our holistic teaching model incorporates social emotional learning and is developed through collaborative workshops that bring together teachers, parents, and students. Deploy, assign, or commit. Deploy means to move or position people, resource, or system into place for a specific purpose, often in a strategic, organized, and operational way. It means to send into action or activate. Example, emergency services deployed rescue boats after the flood. Assign. Assign means to give someone a task, role, job, or responsibility, often formally and officially. Example, commit to pledge or dedicate time. We commit extra funds to the education program. Not commit. To commit means to pledge or dedicate time, research, effort, and support. Example, we commit extra funds to the education program. She committed herself to finish the marathon. They committed to reducing emission by 2030. Groundbreaking. Groundbreaking is a powerful adjective often used to describe innovative, revolutionary, or historically significant achievements. Example, the scientists made a groundbreaking discovery in cancer treatment. The scientists made a groundbreaking discovery in cancer treatment. This groundbreaking app changed how we communicate. This groundbreaking app changed how we communicate. Thank you for today. To see you next time.